السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. The translation of that opening is all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we ask Him for help and we ask for His protection. And we seek safety in Allah from the weakness, the mischiefs, as it says here, from the misdeeds, what we would say stakes in our own selves. And from the evil consequences of our deeds. And whoever Allah guides, there's no one to guide him or her astray. And who Allah finds deviating, there's no one to guide him or her. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. We begin with a reading from the Holy Quran, where Allah tells us, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah, be conscientious, be conscious of your duty to Allah with the care which is due to Him, and do not die unless you are Muslims, meaning do not die unless you are in a state of submitting yourself to Allah completely. Allah also says to us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti ilaha wa rasuluhu faqad faza fawzan azim. Again, this is addressed to the believers. Oh, you who believe. Again, he says, Allah says, be careful of your duty to Allah. Be conscientious, be conscious of your duty to Allah. And speak the right word. Speak the right word. Kalan Sadidan. Speak the right word. The right word. And that means the truth. And Allah is telling us to speak the truth, but he's saying to us, and we need to understand this, that we should say to our own souls what is right. We should not try to trick ourselves and tell ourselves lies, tell ourselves that something is okay when we know that God has forbidden it, or something shouldn't be done when we know that God says to do it. We should always listen to the voice that God has planted us in us, which is our actual, we call it the Deen of Fitra. We're going to talk about Deen in a few minutes and what it means. But we have an obligation to listen to what Allah has planted inside of us, because that's His guidance to us. It comes with us when we are born. And if we listen to it, we won't go astray. But because of the world we live in, we have so many things that are clouding what that voice is telling us to do. So we needed to have an example that we could actually refer to, so we could see in the midst of all of these different distractions how to behave. So Allah gave us Prophet Muhammad, and with him came his Sunnah. And so he told us if we follow the Quran, which is God's word, his revelation, and the Prophet's Sunnah, we won't go astray. But we began with the voice of God inside of us. Even if we did not have the book, the Quran, even if we had never seen the book, the Quran, if the world had been left alone, if the devil, the Satan, had not been given permission to trick us and to deceive us, then the voice that Allah planted inside of Adam, when he created Adam, he said he put his spirit. That just doesn't mean spirit like air, but he put his will, he put his divine will in the will of Adam. So Adam was born to do God's will. We're all born to do God's will, but Prophet Muhammad said that when we are born and come to this world, then others begin to change us and they give us other things that are not in accordance with God's will. But if we listen to our own heart, If we listen to what God has put into the righteous heart, if we listen to that voice and speak the right word to that voice and let that voice speak to us, we won't go astray. In fact, there's a time when the companions were asking Prophet Muhammad for advice on how to tell what was right and what was wrong. If they didn't have a book, if they didn't have any other guidance, he'd say, if your soul is in doubt about something, it's wrong, don't do it. He says, if your soul is wavering, not really sure, is this okay, is not okay, he says, leave it alone, it's not good for you. So we should speak the right word to ourselves. And then God says, and this is from the Quran. I say God says because this is from the Quran. God says that if you listen to your soul, if you listen to that voice in your soul, which is Allah speaking to you from within, then God would put your deeds into the right state for you. He will make sure that you're proceeding to do what is good for you if you listen, and he will forgive you your weaknesses, because now you have a guide to keep you from falling victim to your weaknesses. We all have weaknesses. We all have weaknesses. It's just like, for an example, I'm getting away from the text of the Quran. I'm just going to give you an example. During Ramadan, when we are fasting, we may get thirsty in the middle of the day. We may get hungry in the middle of the day. Our human weakness may say, stop at the water fountain and get a drink of that cool water. Everybody else in the office is doing it. You go ahead and get some. But the voice of God said, it's Ramadan, and you're not sick and you're not on a journey, so you're required to fast. So if we listen to that voice, then God will give us the strength to say no to the water until it's appropriate time to have the water or food. So God will forgive us our faults, and he will also help us to overcome our human weaknesses. And he says, whoever obeys Allah and his Rasul, his messenger, he or she achieves a mighty success. So we want to speak, but not too long, on the topic of the dangers and the delusions in our deen. Now, the word delusion is an English word, and it comes from the root is loose. Now, I don't mean like loose coat. I mean loose like light. In the Latin language, in the Spanish language, there are a lot of words that were taken and put into the English language, you see. And so the word light actually has a root in the Latin language, which is loose, and it's also in Spanish. So the word delusion comes from the root of light, okay? But D-E, it means away from. It means out of or away from in English when you study the language. So delusion means to take you out of the light, okay? To take you away from the light. So when you hear somebody talk about a delusion, you are talking about somebody taking them out of the light into the darkness. So what they saw before as clear light, now what they're seeing is darkness, and it could even be deceitfulness, okay? So we have to be careful about the delusions that slip into our deen, where we are taken away from the light of Al-Islam, even though we say we believe and we study it, but there are things come to us from people who are not good Muslims, or maybe they're Jahiliya people, or they may be kafirs, and they start telling us things, and if we're not really, really strong in Quran, we may fall victim to these things. And also, we have to be careful about the dangers of the distortion. Now, distortion means deviation, you see, distortion. Our brother studied physics and engineering, and I didn't study physics to the extent he did, but I did study radio communications. And if a signal is distorted, it means it's not on the same signal path it's supposed to be on. It gets out of the range, you see. So we can have distortions in our understanding of this deen, where we're over here and over here instead of being on the right path. So we have to be careful that we understand some of these things. So we're not going to make this too long, but I do want to read something that's very important, and I do want to mention, I mentioned this before, that I record these khutbahs now because I have a radio international internet radio broadcast that comes on tonight. And so while I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to myself, of course, I'm also going to be speaking to the radio audience, and I want them to hear this, so maybe it'll help them have a better understanding of this religion. It says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, and I'm going to read the English interpretation, it says, and speaking to Prophet Muhammad in that time, but it's also telling us, so we know when it says say, it's not just talking to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but it's talking to us. It says, say, O people of the scripture, O people of the scripture, says, Kul ya ayuha katabi. Say, O people, O you people of the scripture, Kul ya alal katabi. It says, do not stress, do not promote. I have to change some of these words that are in this translation to make it simpler. Do not promote in your religion other than the truth. In other words, don't get up and preach to the people or get out and tell the people something in the name of religion that's not the truth. Okay? It says to tell the people of the scripture. We're talking about mostly in this situation, we're talking about the Christians. Okay, it's really addressing this to the Christians. It's telling Prophet Muhammad to tell those people that say they believe in divine revelation, they believe in the book, they believe in the Injil, do not say things that are not true. And it says also to all of us, do not follow the desires of the people from the old, like the Yahudis and the old Christian who went astray. Do not follow them. He said these people, they went astray and they led many people astray. They left the straight path. He said those of the children of Israel who went astray, because Musa came to them and he guided them back to the right path. You know, Ibrahim had guided them on the right path. Yusuf had guided them on the right path. And Musa came and he guided them away from worshiping the Pharaoh and doing the things the Pharaoh did and got them back on the right path. But even after that, they went astray. So he sent other Nabiun, and he ultimately sent Isa ibn Maryam to try to bring them back. But it says that those who continued to go astray, they were cursed. They were cursed by the prophet Daud. They were cursed by prophet Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salam. That's because they rebelled. To rebel means to disobey, because they rebelled. And they used to do wrong. They used to do bad things because they didn't want to stay on the right path. You see, they did not keep each other from doing bad things. They did not keep each other from being bad people. But they liked to do evil things. These are people who had been sent to Nabiun, and they, for just a little while, they may have done right, but then they went astray. And then Allah says, you see, many of the people, now he's talking about people that say that they believe in the prophet, but they're following people that don't believe. It says, you see many of them making friends with those who are kafirun. He says, surely it is bad for them what they're doing. It is bad for them, and God will be angry with them. And they will be punished. They were going to be living in the hellfire. They're going to be put into the punishment because they left being on the right path and followed those people that had gone astray. This can be true of Muslims as well. And it says if they believe in Allah and the Prophet and that which was revealed to him, which was the Quran, they would not choose these bad people for their friends. They would not choose these people that like to do haram things for their friends. Okay, they would not choose these Musikin people for their friends. You know, they would not choose these people that like to do indecency for their friends. But many of them, he says, they are people that do bad behavior. They do bad things. In other words, these are people that the religion, the revelation came to, but they went astray. Now they're following people that don't even believe in Allah and imitating these people. And it says that God is going to be angry with them and they're going to be punished. But if they believe in Allah, if they believe in what was sent to the prophet, they would not choose these people for their friends, because many of these people are bad. They're bad people. And it says, you will find those that are most hostile. Hostile means to be enemies to someone. He says those who are most likely to be enemies to the Muslim, he says, are the Yahudis. You know who the Yahudis are. And the Kafirun, the Mushrikeen. These are the people that hate the Muslim. Why do the Yahudis hate the Muslim? Because Allah have sent them so many people to help them do right, and they got angry with those people. Some, the Quran says, some they chased away, some they killed, because they did not want to do right. Even after he sent them one prophet, a whole line of prophets, all the way from Noah, you know, from Adam, actually, all the way to Isa ibn Maryam, and then Muhammad, and they still rebel. So they don't want to do right. So they hate the people teaching righteousness. But he says you will find the closest, the ones more closer in affection, that our heart is open to the Muslim. He says those who say that they're Christians. And you find today, and I see it myself, you may not see it, but I've been noticing that many of the Christians, especially the African-American Christians, and I'm not going to go into detail about that, they are embracing the Muslim. They may not be ready to fully accept Islam, but they feel good when they see Muslims, because they know the Muslims truly do love God. Now, they may not be ready to come into Islam yet, but they're going to come because they have a good heart. So the Quran says the ones that's closest to the believers are the ones who say we're Christian. It says that is because among them are the people they call the priests. And I'm not talking about the people you hear about in the news that are doing bad things to the little children. That's not the priests we're talking about. They're people that call themselves priests that are not doing good. But the priests are those people that say they want to devote their whole life. They get up in the morning praying like we do. They go to bed at night praying like we do. And they want to devote their whole life to serving God. These are Christians that are like that. And I've known many of them. You know, I've lived with many of them. And even though they say they believe in Jesus and all that, but they really, really want to be good people. And it says they are not proud. They are not arrogant. They are humble people. And that's one thing I noticed when I was growing up. The really good priests were people that were very gentle and very humble, like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like Isa ibn Maryam, for example. Okay? And it says, because you will see when they listen to the revelation, when they listen to the Quran, if it's explained to them, because many of these people, they don't understand Arabic, so if the English is explained to them, like what we're doing right now, you'll see tears come in their eyes because their hearts are open to the truth. And it says that you'll see their eyes overflowing with tears because of their recognition of the truth. And they say, we're talking about the Christians now, they say, our Lord, we believe. It says, write us down among those that are witnesses to the truth, witnesses to the truth. So we're going to have to understand that there are many people that, if we just approach them with the truth, that their hearts will be open. And then it goes on to say, how would we not believe in Allah and that which has come unto us of the truth? And this is the Yahudis' worst fear, that these people that they control, because the Yahudis actually control a lot of the Christians, because the Christians say they have to rely on the Yahudis to have a basic understanding of their scriptures. But they don't want to see the Christians come to Islam, because the Christians that are misguided, once we tell them the truth, many of them are going to come to Islam. But those Yahudis that have rebelled against the truth, that sought to kill Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Isa ibn Maryam, no, they're afraid of this. But the real true believers, they say, how can we not believe in Allah and what has come to us of the truth? And how should we not hope that our Lord has sent messengers to the people? But it says, to the other people, as often as a messenger came to them with which they did not want to hear. Like, for an example, I'm going to give you an example. I was in the place we call Ashams, but actually Ashams is more like Syria, they say, but I was in Palestine, and there's a big ocean, but it's not really an ocean, it's like a big lake. It's near Jordan, it's in Palestine, and it's called the Sea of Galilee. Now, if you study the Christian scripture, it says that Isa ibn Maryam used to go fishing on the Sea of Galilee. He and his followers, they would go out in the boat, and he would teach them out in the boat, but they would be out there fishing. So I went to the Sea of Galilee in 1992. I was in that part of the world. And, you know, my memory of the story about the Sea of Galilee was Isa ibn Maryam walking and teaching people on the side of the sea. But what I saw was the women, they were not dressed properly. You had boyfriends and girlfriends lying out there on the beach of the sea. This is where the prophets came. Many, many prophets came, and yet these people are behaving like they never heard from any prophet telling them to behave properly. Then they had this loud rock music playing. So it was nothing sacred about this place, even though it was in what the Christians call the Holy Land. So now, when the people were behaving like that, in Isa ibn Maryam's time. See, if you go to the movies and you see a movie about Isa ibn Maryam's time, you would see all of the women dressed like the Muslim women. That's only in the movie, because in reality, they weren't dressed like that then, and they don't dress like that now. They dress the same way as if you go to the beach in France or if you go to the beach in America. That's how they were dressing back in Isa ibn Maryam's time. That's how they were dressing in Prophet Muhammad's time. See, because any time that the people get to become indecent and they are doing all this haram and they're doing all this zina, that's when Allah sends them a prophet. See, if they had been dressing like the Muslim, God wouldn't have had to send them a prophet, because their minds would have been clean. But because their minds had got so wicked and they were living like that, he sent a prophet to try to bring them back. But the Quran says that when he sends them a prophet or someone to tell them to stop doing bad, they rebel. They get angry. They want to fight and kill the prophet. They don't want to hear that. He says some of them, they just rebel, and some of them they kill. This is from the Quran. I'm giving you the English interpretation. He said, but they thought no bad stuff was going to be the result of their rebellion. So they willfully became blind. They willfully closed their ears. They didn't want to hear God's truth. And he said, even after that, God was merciful to them. Even after that, but it says even after God has been merciful to them, they still are blind. They still are deaf. But God sees what they do. So we'll close this part now and say, surely those people are disbelievers. Those people are Capernaum who say that Christ is God, that the Messiah, which we know the Messiah is Isa ben Maryam. Those people who say that Christ, that Isa ben Maryam is God, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are captors. They're disbelievers. They're disbelievers because he himself said, it says the Messiah himself said, O children of Israel, O people, O Bani Israel. Bani means a tribe, but it's, the translator used the word children, which is not the right translation, but it's the tribe. He said, O people of the of Israel, worship Allah alone, my Rabb and your Rabb. That's who you should worship, not me, but worship Allah. This is what he told them. He says, for anybody that associates partners with Allah, to associate partners, that's sure. He said, any mushrikeen, that they are forbidden to go to the paradise. So you have all of these people that are saying that Jesus is God. But if you tell them that and they accept to change, Allah will be merciful. But if they become rebellious and want to close their ears and close their eyes and keep on saying it, and say they will not go to the paradise. And so that's why it's important, especially for us going to be living among the people, the Christians, since there are many of them whose hearts would open to the truth if we only told them the truth. And I'll be honest, and this is for the broadcast, you don't need to hear this, but it's good for you to hear. But for the people that hear it on the broadcast, we cannot sit by and be comfortable with knowing that these people are going against what God has said, which is not to worship the Christ, and let them go like it's okay for them to do it because everybody should be able to do what they want to do. If that had been the case, Prophet Muhammad would have never been raised up among the people. Ibrahim would have not been raised up among the people. Isa would have never been raised up among the people. And we say we're followers of Prophet Muhammad. We have to do what Prophet Muhammad did. He went out into the place even when he knew people wanted to kill him. And he said, La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. And he told the people, what I'm telling you, he actually said it in Arabic to those people. He said that Jesus said he was not God. Don't call me God. He revealed to the people that God said, that Jesus said he was not to be called God. So if we follow Prophet Muhammad, why are we not doing that? Why are we sitting there with them like it's okay for them to keep saying that? Something is wrong with us. We are being deluded thinking that God is going to bless us just because we come to the Jummah, we pray to Allah, but yet we're going to let all these people keep worshiping in the wrong way. And that's the reason I stand up here in this church, and if it was filled with preachers, if it was filled with the chaplains, I would say the same thing. I wouldn't change one word. Because we have to tell the people the truth. It says, those people that ascribe partners to Allah, they're going to go to the hellfire. So it says, will they not rather turn to Allah and seek forgiveness of him, because Allah is forgiven and he is merciful? It says, the Christ, the Messiah, the son of Mary, was no other than a messenger. That's what he was. He wasn't the one that even made the word. He just carried the word. He wasn't the one that had the vision, the guidance, the knowledge, the hikmah. He just delivered the message. It was Allah who had the hikmah. He's al-hukm. He was the one that said, tell the people this, tell the people that. And Jesus was just a messenger. And it says, messengers like him have passed away before him. And his mother was a good woman. She was a pure woman. and they both used to eat food. They were human beings. So it says, see how we make the revelations clear for the people? Allah said, we are making it so plain, and yet many of them turn away. But we can't stop. We can't stop just because some of them turn away, because they are those whose hearts will open if we give them the message. Rabbana Tina Fi Dunya Hasna Tama Fil Akarati Hasna Tama Kina Davinar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. So the second part of the khutbah is actually just going to be the dua for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We said a lot and we're not going to continue, but think about these things. Even you who are going to leave America, you're going to find that even in other parts of the world that traditionally for the last 1,000 years have said la ilaha illallah, you will find that the Yahudis and some of the Christian people, they want to change the religion. It says that these people would not be satisfied unless they changed the Muslims' religion. So they are being given money by wealthy people to go to the countries of the Muslims to make friends with the Muslims and to try to change the Muslims. They will set up nice opportunities for the Muslims to come and relax. And the next thing you know, they'll be offering the Muslims alcohol. The next thing you know, they'll have women walking around trying to entice the Muslim to look at them. This is happening all over the Muslim world. I've been over there. I'm not telling you something that I'm inventing. I've been there. I've seen it. You go into some of those countries now and you go into hotels and you open the refrigerator and it'll be full of bottles of alcohol. I've seen this. And you ask yourself, what's happening to the Muslim world? What's happening to the Muslim world is what we said in the beginning as we closed, the delusion. Remember we said that luz means light and D means away from, because the Satan is pulling the people out of the light and they are weak because they're not really practicing the deen. They've stopped fasting, some of them. The only thing they do is they'll stop eating, but they won't stop looking at pornography. Yeah. You might see them walking down the street and say, are you fasting? Yes, I'm fasting. But as soon as they get in the house, they turn on the internet. They're like, that's not fasting. It's worse than not fasting, because now they're breaking another law. Because now they're involved in an intoxication, because that's intoxication. And if you study what the scientists say about it, it's the same as if you're using the opium. It's the same thing. So the effect on your mechanics of your brain, the hormones that's being produced when you get involved in it, it's as though you're using hashish or using opium. And yet you find Muslims that'll be doing that during Ramadan and say they're fasting. So those who believe in Islam, we have to stop letting people feel comfortable doing the things that they shouldn't do. You know, we should establish our religion again. We'll close on that note. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Kama sallallahu.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Elhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-lazina an'amta alayhim ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wala ad-dallin.
Amin.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-samaa'u wat-taariq. Wa ma adraaka mat-taariq? An-najmu ath-thaaqib. إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.